Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, Nevada. I want to welcome everybody to the show. Regulars, thank you for being with these guys on a regular basis. And myself, thank you. And newbies, thank you for joining us. If you don't know, kind of the first portion, we kind of do a lot of BSing and stuff. We got plenty of BSing to do, so just want to thank you guys for joining us. Then this is a a friendly motorsport show. So, hey, great show last week. If you missed it, go to the archives at On Wheels Now. Great show with Sam Jacks and Kyle Jacks this time of the Bomber Division out at LVMS. So just want to thank everybody. If you do want to call in, of course, our new call-in number is 702-485-4699. If you got something you want to get off your chest, good time to do it.
Oh, yeah, I got something to get off my chest.
And we'll get to that. Hey, I was gone last week, so I was in where everything's bigger in Texas. So that's where I was. I was in Texas.
Including the walls? Did you?
It's a river. It's a river in Texas, okay? It's the Rio Grande.
A bigger one. Did you complete your scaling and climbing over the wall?
Are these racial remarks? Do I need that disclaimer out first? Right off the bat? Golly. It was a long week. It was good week. But, you know, like everybody's got their smartphones and stuff nowadays. Except, Jay, where's your phone?
Right here.
He's got a tablet.
Hey,
you
man.
Tablet. No, I just want to. Well, this just brings up a point. Like, I mean, how long have you gone without your phone, Justin? You get like, if you ran to the store, have you ever forgotten your phone and was like, "Hey, what's up?"
A couple times.
Does that feel like you feel naked with that?
Yeah, I don't like driving without my phone.
Right.
Like,
wait a minute. You're going to get a ticket for that because that's illegal.
We do not promote illegal stuff.
I meant it with this being in the car. Because if something happens,
right.
You know, flag someone down. And
right.
He doesn't even realize that he's saying he's going to get arrested for having the phone in the car.
Okay, just on that note, real quick, first of all, hosting tonight, Mr. J.J. Nunn, the one and the only, of course.
Now you can read the disclaimer.
Disclaimer is whatever J.J. says is his own opinion, period. Okay, that's the disclaimer. Of course, we got the man always on a mission, Gary Wyatt. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
You're already strapping yourself down with the Velcro.
Yeah.
Good man.
Strap in and hold on, guys.
And, of course, sometimes a fly on the wall, Justin Griffith. Thanks for being here. What brings you in tonight?
See, I'm here a lot.
Spare time? Or,
pretty much.
Just stroll in, pick up your fire extinguisher or something, anything like that?
Pretty much.
I'm just joking.
It's still sitting up.
Okay, I see that.
No. That was the point.
2 months later.
Glad you made the point for us, John.
It was the steering wheel last time.
Oh, okay. Right.
It's one less part to bring back.
All right, we'll leave it at that. So let's get real quick.
Let's just shut up.
Real quick, let's get the phones. Like, JJ, how long have you been without your phone before? I mean, you always have it with you? You go anywhere without it?
Yeah, I do.
Ooh.
I leave it home when I leave two phones at home when I don't want to be bothered.
Oh, good point. Okay. But usually how long is that? Maybe a couple hours, something like that?
Yeah. When I go out to dinner,
right?
I'll shut it off. I may have my phone with me, but it's shut off. My other phone, work phone, I keep on with me all the time, 24/7.
Right.
For emergencies. I'm always on emergency call for my job, for what I do.
Right.
So my personal phone, if I'm doing something important, yeah.
That's probably the same for Gary. I mean, you use yours for business, too.
Yes.
So.
You know, if somebody needs to get a hold of me, I've had it ring. I have voicemail.
Right.
Okay. If they don't leave voicemail, it wasn't that important.
But this day and age, you get voicemail, texting, you got your emails, everything on your smartphones. While I was in Texas, I left my phone in my old lady's car when she dropped me off. I didn't realize that she had to be at a meeting, like an hour-long meeting. So
so all them times we were texting him, he wasn't getting
it. I didn't even know. Did you text me? I'm going to say I never got
it. That's just an excuse.
But let me tell you.
Blame the wife. The wife took off with the phone.
I left my phone in the old lady's car because she had a meeting to get to, and she got me there just in time. It was like an hour meeting. And so I went to text her when I was getting ready to go on the plane. I was like, hey, I'll text you later on boarding. I'm like, checking my pockets, like, oh, crap. Thinking back, hey, did I have it at TSA when I went through security? I don't remember. So
you went into nervous mode. Huh?
Yeah, I was like, oh, crap. And then, of course, I finally got a hold of her after I got to Texas and all that and to the hotel and all that crap. But
how did you get your phone?
I didn't get it till after I got back. Oh. After a week without your phone, let me tell you, you don't know how naked you are without it.
This is a long explanation. For not calling in last Tuesday. and it's the wife's fault.
Uh-huh.
He throws the
poor wife.
Well, she don't listen, so I can throw her under the bus. I mean, we had like 30-something people there at our conference, and everybody, you get look around, everybody starts getting on their phone, and it's like everybody's on their phone doing something. I'm like twiddling my thumbs, like, oh, crap. I should be on my phone right now. Let me tell you, a couple hours is long enough where you're without your phone, but a week, you're like, oh, crap. Try it.
I've had a cell phone for about 21 years now.
Well, you probably like me. Back in the day, you had a pager.
Yeah.
You had, whatever it was, all the progressions of communication up until today because, you've always been in your own business and stuff.
Well, I've had a phone about 21 years, the same number. And I've lost two phones in that 21 years.
Not bad.
And I don't give two shits about the phone. I don't care. We'll run down there and get another one. No problem. It's all the phone numbers that you lose.
The contact.
All the contact.
Right.
I lost one back when I was going to Pahrump a lot. I lost one. And it's not the phone.
No.
It's the numbers
And nowadays, I mean – probably,
it's like the wallet.
Oh, yeah. Young guy,
your wallet.
Yeah.
It's not the money.
It's
in the wallet.
In it. Right.
It's all the other crap that's in the wallet.
We ask anybody today, hey, what's so-and-so's phone number or whatever. It's like, oh, I don't know.
Let me get my phone.
Yeah, let me get my phone. Back in the day, you used to remember people's phone numbers.
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
Not anymore.
Just certain numbers you remember. But there are certain numbers I can remember off the top of my head.
And it's not because you want, it's not just because they click because of the number or whatever reason,
Yeah, growing up, you could tell you your friend's number, no problem at all. You couldn't tell him your number now if you have to look at it.
Exactly.
I couldn't.
I
can't tell you what JJ's number is.
The three of you? I've been with Gary since 01. I don't know his phone number.
Right.
That's a God's honest truth. I think it's 115 something
right.
or whatever.
Well, exactly.
The
same thing. Like when I lost my phone,
I don't know.
I called one person that was the old lady's, and luckily I remembered her phone number. So.
I remember.
But we don't have a house phone.
I remember growing up at my house.
I still have that number implanted in my head.
516-379-6049. I could tell you that.
And you're talking about a home phone. I don't have a home phone. We have cell phones. A lot of people don't have home phones anymore.
Oh, I have a home phone. Oh, I love torturing all that.
The bill collector's done.
No, not the bill collector's right. No, all the people that call me for polling.
Right.
Okay, for the election and everything. Oh, I love torturing their ass. I look.
Usually the other way around.
Or
they didn't know when they called you.
You buy a set of cabinets, we'll send you a free set of steak knives. I love those calls. I have a field day with those calls.
Well, you must be a senior. I've never gotten those calls. This is a senior night, so I just want to point that out. Let's go there.
Right.
Let's go there. Okay. Hey, thanks for putting up with my phone thing. So just want to let you guys know. It sucks.
10 minutes of going roundabout not to call into the show Tuesday.
Very simple. Hey, guys, I didn't want to call in, all right?
I couldn't even listen to the show.
I was busy.
Yeah, I was busy. I was in a meeting while everybody else was on their phones.
It was actually dinner that night.
I had extracurricular activity to learn how to scale and repel a wall. I failed the first three tests.
So I'll be the only safe one when America explodes.
Are you going or coming?
We'll see when it happens. No. Again, if you want to call in, 702-485-4699 is a new call-in number. Welcome anybody to and everybody to call in. Something you want to get off your chest, tell us now.
Yeah.
Of course, for the most part, our race season's done with, but whatever it is, it doesn't have to be racing-related in per se.
I got something to get off my chest.
Uh-oh. Again.
The DMV Saturday.
The disclaimer is just for you. I just want to point that out. These are your opinions.
The DMV Saturday.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay.
So you got to go to the DMV.
Saturday to re-register my Corvette. Okay.
Oh, man, what a waste of time you were.
Well, first of all, I go to the kiosk and I renew mine, and it's in and out. I go to an Albertsons and they have a kiosk.
It's a classic vehicle.
Oh, okay.
You got to turn in an odometer reading on it.
That's understandable.
Every year I got to go there. I'm standing online, wait, and finally get up to the lady, give her my phone number. Because they text you now. Okay. And I ask her, how long is it the wait? She goes, 4.5 hours. This was exactly at 12 noon. Okay, 12 noon in Henderson, 4.5 hours. I only had 293 people in front of me.
Oh, that's not too bad.
I said, 4.5 hours. I said, really?
Really a problem.
I said, that's something. So the lady says, I have nobody waiting in the handicap line. And I look at her and I'm like, excuse me?
You're looking at your body parts.
I'm like, you don't have anybody in the handicap line? She goes, no. She goes, I can put you first up on that. So I took up my sunglasses and I looked her in the face and I says, ma'am, I says, I'm going to tell you something. I work for assisted living and memory care and I drive a bus.
Right.
I says, I don't take up handicapped
space.
Spots.
Right.
If I drop somebody off in front of the building, I don't drive into a handicapped spot.
Right.
I'm not handy. I put the bus on the other side of the parking lot.
Exactly.
This was morals.
Right.
I don't care. The moment I said, okay, fine, put me in the handicap, okay.
You'll be surprised how many people would actually want to do that.
And then all of a sudden somebody else comes up behind me, okay, that is handicapped, and I'm there in a seat, and I'm walking and talking and everything, and I'm not,
you know,
I'm being very general with handicaps
here.
Okay, I said, you know what, ma'am? I said, thank you very much. I don't need that spot. I said, for my moral decision, I says, you know what? I says, I'll come back in 4.5 hours. I'm like, great. Thank you very much. I walk out the door. I get about 10 steps out the door, and all of a sudden, I think, what the hell looks on me that I'm freaking handicapped? Now my team owner and my team, two teammates, Justin and Arlie, will be like, oh, yeah.
You have special needs, that's for sure.
Oh, yes, he does.
I call you Grandpa. Not special.
But I'm 57 years old. What came across to this lady that I was handicapped? Okay? I'm like,
let me show you. You're blind with the sunglasses.
It just caught me off guard. I figured Gary and Justin would get a kick out of that since they constantly call me handicapped.
Have you been hanging around that lady for 15 years?
Grumpy and handicapped are two different things here.
No, you figure out which one.
It was It was like when I was 48 years old, and I go to McDonald's, and I get out a dollar and a quarter. Coffee's 99 cents. Now put a dollar quarter on the table. Lady runs up 69 cents, and I look at her. I said, "Ma'am," I says, "I think you're mistaken."
Right.
I said, "This is 69 cents." I says, "Usually my coffee is a buck and a quarter, change."
Yeah.
She goes, "Oh no, you got discount." So I pick up the receipt and I look at it. I says, "Discount." I says, "What does SNR mean next to 69 cents?" She goes, "That means senior." I said, "Excuse me?" I said, "I'm 48 years old." I says, "How old do you think I look?" She goes, "You look like a young 55. I said, "Thank you very much, ma'am. I appreciate it. You just made my friggin' year.
You just called me an old 48.
I had forgot about the coffee and McDonald's
until
I was at the DMV Saturday, and I'm 10 steps out the door, and I'm like, now I look friggin' handicapped to people. I'm like, really?
Oh, man.
Okay. That was...
Luckily, you're even walking.
I'll be honest with you. They were dead on. I had to be back in the door before 4:30. I showed up at 4:15, and I was served at 4:30. So she was dead on.
4.5 hours
So basically, if you go to the DMV, and there's 293 people ahead of you, it's about 4.5 hours.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Unless you want to... Call me. I'll take you over there. I'll get you right in front of the handicap.
Only if you need it, because you got to be special needs to
go. JJ could have fell under that category.
That was my Saturday at the DMV.
Sounds like a great time.
Oh, yeah. Real good.
Yeah. Did you get your vet?
Oh, yeah. I got it.
And I guarantee you.
It's going to sit in the garage.
No,
he's got to do some work on it.
No, here's the thing, okay? As he said, you got to turn in the mileage. I guarantee you it's been the same mileage for 10 years.
No, 5.
Oh, for 5 years.
Five years. Yeah. It's been the same mileage. The funny thing, I finally got up to, like, I called and got sat down, and this is, I have my license plates. Okay, now put them on the car because it's sitting. I got the four pass.
It's part of the garage.
Yeah, I got the four past years' registrations, the stickers and everything. Never put them on. And the lady says, this mileage is inaccurate.
Huh?
I'm serious. I said, it can't be inaccurate. I says, the car hasn't moved in 5 years. She goes, well, this odometer reading has been falsified.
What?
I said, ma'am, I have all the registrations. I says the car hasn't moved. My wife is complaining to get the goddamn car going and out of the garage. I said, I checked the odometer. I says, I have the past 5 years of odometer readings. The car hasn't moved. She goes, well, I'll have to check this with the manager. 20 minutes later, I says, do we have this figured out? I says, what was the mileage put on the computer? I can't tell you that.
Oh, jeez.
I said, ma'am, I said, exactly what are we going to do? She goes, if you stop talking, I'll be more than happy to type this up.
There's a note in there that says you're a special needs, by the way.
I said, so somebody put the mileage in wrong. I can't say that. I says, because the mileage on my car hasn't changed. I'm not running the computer. She goes, do you want me to fix this or not? She got hostile. I was like, ma'am, please fix it. I'm sorry for bothering you. Thank you very much.
Call me when you're done.
Yeah. Paid me my $119. Okay. Oh, yeah. Houston, Henderson DMV, we got a problem.
I don't
so
got that
goes,
one.
She goes, okay, fine. Put my credit card through. So I get up from the chair and I said, do you plan on giving me the registration sticker?
Oh.
Oh,
geez.
That was
let, she was long let my ass walk out of there without the registration sticker.
Yep.
Oh, lovely, lovely DMV Saturday.
Aye.
Things could be worse, though.
They could be. They do make mistakes there.
obviously.
No, come on. The DMV never makes mistakes. Come on. What DMV have you been going to?
Again, the views and opinions. No.
Give us a call, 702-485-4699.
Especially if you work at the DMV.
485-4699. That's it. And I'm not handicapped.
That's good to know. We will keep that in mind.
That's debatable.
See what I mean, ladies and gentlemen? That's it.
Unreal.
True story.
Yeah, that's true.
It's real.
Now, next year when he goes, they're going to say, hey, this mileage
just
is wrong.
Imagine what we had last year. What's going on?
No, they'll probably ask, aren't you supposed to be in the handicap line?
You're right. You're in the wrong line, sir. We have notes down here that you're in the wrong line.
Nope.
So you get to drive your
car
now?
We have pictures.
Yeah. You get to drive your car, kind of, now? No?
No. No.
You still got to have, like, a freeze plug issue.
Yeah,
right?
I got a freeze plug.
Why don't you let Bobby pull that thing? He'll charge $400 to pull it, put it back in.
Well, in time. In time.
The wife has just said, hey, can you get that car out of the way? She hasn't made him move it yet. She's just insinuated.
She has a spot in bed. So
she has her spot. When it infringes on her spot, and she sees all the stuff moving around the side of it.
When you get home and your key don't work anymore, you know you got a problem.
You better just shack up in his truck.
Well, that sounds like a fun Saturday.
Yep. It was.
What'd you do Saturday?
Sorry to hear about you losing your phone.
We're all trying to up one on everybody. What'd you do Saturday?
Absolutely nothing.
You should have been working on race cars.
You should have been with JJ.
I avoid the DMV at all costs.
I know, huh?
But if Grandpa needed help, I would have helped him.
So you let him call you Grandpa?
If I would have went with him to the DMV, not only would I have ended up in the handicap line, I would have ended up in the work release program. If I would have had
jail.
That's all there is to it. The both of us would have been in the back seat of a car handcuffed.
Look, we're not talking about you going with Wyatt to North Carolina or Martinsville trying to get arrested.
We didn't get arrested.
No, we didn't. Barely.
You attempted to.
We didn't attempt it. We didn't attempt at all. It just happened upon us.
No
That's
doubt.
All.
Good excuse.
Hey, again, I want to thank everybody for joining us. You listen to On Wheels Now at onwheelsnow.com. If you want to find out more race information, you can go to thebombernation.com website and check it out. More racing left out here at LVMS, the local short track that we have out here. You can go to lvms.com and click on the bullring link. Check out that. A lot of stuff to do there under that link. They have racers, rosters, point standings, and all that stuff. I don't think they're up to date on online, but we know what the real points are. So, but hey, banquet and stuff coming up. I know I haven't been to one of those here at LVMS forever. It's been a long time. So
you going this year, huh?
I think so.
I'm not.
I think so. I know.
I'm
you're boycotting it
because
huh?
you're going.
Because you're boycotting it.
You're
That's
going.
The only reason we're going, because you're not going.
You see how he turned that around?
I know. You got better things to do. You got family things going on, don't you?
I got a wedding to go.
You can be out of town.
A funeral.
I got a wedding to go to.
Yeah.
Yep.
So?
I don't have to go there and buy drinks for Gary all night long.
Damn it.
Yeah,
I
learned from you guys.
To get somebody else.
That's okay. We got Mike going this time.
That's right. He's got a bigger wallet.
I doubt that, but okay.
I don't drink.
I do.
He does.
I do.
A lot.
Yes.
It wasn't a cheap night.
I won't be sitting next to Gary.
Let's just say that $30 ticket cost me a ton of friggin' money.
So you have a, quote, unquote wedding to go to.
Exactly.
It started out as
Bonnie's phone number. Let's confirm that.
It started out, Gary, I'm buying a table. I'm buying a table. Then it cost me $30 right off the bat for a seat at that table.
Right.
And then after that, it was another $200 worth of alcohol that I had to shed.
Oh, man.
Waiter.
Would you put up your credit card or something?
Oh, hell no. I didn't let him see that. If he knew I had a credit card, forget about it.
Hey, wait. You're acting like I don't deserve for you to buy me something to drink.
You should feel privileged to buy him drinks all night long.
That's right.
We got this all backwards.
Oh, I should have been privileged that I'm sitting at the table. That's the seat that I had the table on. He sat there next to me.
Uh-huh. That's messed up.
Give me another one. Give me another one.
Were you there?
I was there.
Okay. Well, as a witness, is this how this all went about? I
plead the fifth.
I'm trying to put you in the middle of these things.
I bought him Shirley Temples all night.
I had to buy him Shirley Temples.
Shirley Temples.
I had to buy Shirley Temples.
How old are you, man? No.
25.
12. Go ahead and drink Shirley Temple.
Not by my choice. They just arrived at the table.
That's because when we said to him, Justin, what do you want to drink? He didn't answer fast enough, so we answered for him.
Shirley Temples.
Oh, just bring the guy Shirley Temples. Extra cherries.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
And I had to pay for those extra cherries.
So you thought you were getting one over on, but you were really the one paying for everything.
Oh, yeah.
Crap.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time.
Oh, you'll have a good time. Bring plenty of money when you're sitting there.
I'm bringing zero money.
Well, that's all right. Don't bring no money. Mikey, just bring your credit card.
Mikey's buying.
I'm sitting the closest to the exit door as possible.
No, gonna miss it this year. Yeah, I am gonna miss it.
Yeah,
it was a good time last year. We had fun. We had a lot of fun.
Last year you guys went, but it was a long time before that since you guys been.
Oh, it was 7 years.
7 years at least. So
yeah, 7-8 years, something like that. Yep.
But
been a while.
Hey, my mic's back.
But, no, we had a good time. Had a real good time. Yep.
Cool.
I enjoyed myself.
Hey, last week with Sam and Kyle, you guys went over some of the questionnaires that went out. Did all of you send your questionnaires back yet already?
I did.
Oh, wow. You?
Yes.
Oh, I'm still waiting. I still got to look at mine and go over it. And...
No, I didn't.
I didn't analyze it yet. Well, you know, because my thing is on there, there's some questions that aren't just a plain yes and no answer to me. That's just me. So I need to look at it, analyze it a little more, and then probably send an email. You got a printed
email
did
address.
Did you guys print it out?
The email week? Address.
No.
How is that not a yes or no?
What do you mean?
Email. One of the questions, email address. Star, got to have it.
That's not a yes or no answer. That's an email. You put your email address in there.
Well, maybe Tim didn't get it.
I thought this was all yes and no.
Let me see. I'm trying to find it, but anyway, I'll look.
He's Mr. Popular. He has 1,000 emails.
Well, while you're looking for it, now at this time, down in New Smyrna Speedway, Kaylee Barker and Jay Beasley are back at it again, driving for diversity program down in Florida.
And everybody keep your fingers crossed for Kaylee this time around. I think she's got the talent and the know-how and everything to get it done. I mean, she could have got it done last time, but there was some stiff competition, so hopefully this time around.
There's stiff competition this time.
Always.
Brian Deegan's daughter. She's down there, and Sam Hornets Jr.'s daughter's down there doing it, too. So.
Oh, you got to beat out some...
But this is the second year Kaylee's down there. She competed up against 13 female drivers last year. As a matter of fact, she called into the show while she was there. She looks forward to driving on another track. They finish up tomorrow, and she should be home this weekend. So,
you know, she had some
good luck. Want to wish... And Jay Beasley, good luck. Hopefully they'll be picked.
She had some challenges last time that she overcame in the car, you know, because they put in, you know, it doesn't matter what size you are or anything like that, stick you in a car and say, here you go, drive this thing. And you got to do it. And she did what she had to do to make it happen. So I can't find my email.
So that's two of our boring drivers. And Jay was down there last year also.
Well, Jay went there a couple of years ago, and he actually got the ride.
So, you know, there's no for the K&N East.
So there's no stipulation, like, since he actually did get it, he's not, like, out of the running for it to let other people have a chance for it once you're in it? Once?
Evidently not.
So that's
you can apply for it year after year.
Well, there's a time
that or not.
There's an age limit, I think. Isn't it 21 or something like that? I believe there's maybe it's 25. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. I'm not positive, but I think Jay is actually over the 21, so it has to be at least 25 or something.
I know there's a age limit that it tops off at, but I don't know what that age limit. I was thinking it was 25, so obviously if Jay's over 21.
I can tell you it's definitely 57.
So you can't do it?
No.
No senior citizens allowed.
No.
Hey, it's diversity. He'd be the oldest.
That's pretty diverse. Hey, you're a young 48.
Yeah.
Well, we got information.
Yes, I'm being told that it is postponed till next week because of the hurricane last week.
I didn't think of that.
Messed it up. So thanks to Ron, he's texting me telling me that.
Well, and hopefully there's no damage on the track or anything like that.
Daytona Speedway had 2.5 feet of water
serious?
Off the walls.
It's New Smyrna is like
of it.
Not that far from there. Yeah,
no, it's
in
not.
The boondocks there. So hopefully it's...
He said it was postponed until next week. Something about the hurricane last week messed it up. So,
okay.
That's right from...
So good luck
Kaylee
to Kaylee for next week.
Yeah.
You know, and that's some, you know.
So they're down there fishing.
Or surfing.
In the race. Or
that's
surfing.
Yeah. Daytona. Yeah, you know, Kaylee was not nervous at all about it. She knows how to, you know, she's a professional in my eyes. You know, she's a professional race car driver. She has no fear. She's out there, you know, on a almost a weekly basis out here at our local track doing some things I haven't seen with the race car before. So she's got a lot of talent, and I think that shows through when she's out there with the in these competitions like this.
From last year, she learned not to put as much pressure on herself.
Right.
To be a little bit more relaxed out there. She, you know, first time I can see something like that, you know, you really want to perform.
Right.
You know, and you put that expectation on yourself, and, you know, all it takes is one little thing to go wrong, and you end up with disappointment. But that was from last year. This year, she'll go for it and understand that this is a second chance. It's something, I mean, some people don't get a second chance at it.
Right.
So I believe she'll do well. You learn. It's seat time.
Yeah.
You know, she knows the process from last year, what she went through, what she needs to do, and what she doesn't need to
do. You know, and even from last year at our local track, she's driving different this year than she did last year. I mean, she's really opening up, you know, I know what happened, but she's opening up a little more this year and really starting to show through. So I think her talent's actually starting to get better as she goes on.
I saw a huge difference just the last five races in the season.
Absolutely.
Okay, she's running up there fourth, third, fifth. She's, you
maybe
know,
it's this new
she's
boyfriend.
Closing
she,
in.
Does she have a boyfriend? Like, who's that kid that was in here with her?
I have no idea.
We won't give him the credit for it, so. You know who you are. All right, we'll leave that alone. Sorry, Ron.
I didn't see him around the last four, five, six races.
Right. Maybe that's why she's doing better.
Could be. Who knows?
I don't know. No, you know, she's really shining through. So, anyways, that's good to know. Next week, we'll keep an eye out for that. I'm sure we'll all be posted one way or the other. Gary on Facebook.
Yep.
Jay on MySpace.
So, yes.
Thank you very much.
No, he's still on AOL. Dial up with AOL.
I'll have you know my iPad. Okay. I was on, what is that, iOS 3?
Oh.
I upgraded it to iOS 10.
And now you don't know what the hell's going
now
on.
Now I have
no clue.
This was Sunday, and it's 2 days I haven't figured out how to get around this iPad.
This is actually some cool stuff on that.
They screwed me all up with iOS my Maps 10. That I depend upon. Okay. It's something else I have to get used to. And by the time I get used to it, iOS 11 will come out.
No, you mean 20 will come out.
Exactly. The way they put those out.
But I do have to give credit to my daughter because the third question in, I was screwed. I made sure I did it at home Sunday when she was sitting at the table.
Hi, come here.
I did. I was like, what does this mean? Do I want this or...
No, oh, yeah, her daughter. That's funny.
You know, she comes over, hits, never mind. Maybe tomorrow. Try another option.
You mean you've been looking at that stuff? No, you don't want to look at that.
Yeah.
She went through it and had me loaded up. Only took an hour.
Dad, what's this in your history? All right, we'll move on. Hey, I found the point.
This is a family show.
I found the questionnaire.
She wanted to delete my MySpace page. I said, no.
What's senior farmer dating guy?
Mom.
Yeah. All right. Hey, found the questionnaire. You want to take a quick break and then we'll go to it?
Okay.
We never take a break, so we'll do that. We'll come back with some sponsors and then we'll get back to the better half of the show this week. All right. We'll join you after the show.
I'm Phil Goodwin, and you're listening to OnWheelsNow.com. See you at the races.
TheBomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, TheBomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
That's the sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart, your used or old vehicle, and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. And this is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can all get together and talk about local racing. And before we get too far, I will let...
want to thank our sponsors.
JJ, take that. Sponsors there.
Yeah,
JJ Motorsports sponsors. So sponsors are very important to our industry. I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm going to cut that.
I can't figure out why this one's laughing. I missed something.
He likes it when somebody's messing with JJ, I think. It makes him
when
happy.
It's not me getting messed up, I'm happy.
He's on top of it. Justin rolls on anybody's card as long as the card ain't rolling over him. That's all. I want to thank Steve Burke at Nevada Pick Apart Anthony at Campout, Mike at Reliable Banner, Phil and Jim at Pick Art Radiator, Dale and Nick at D&N Equipment, Daniel at Best Muffler, Ken Watson at Roadrunner Engine Parts, and Rob Street at Duo Street Publishing.
And let me tell you, Rob Street really does a great job with the pictures out there. If you haven't seen any of them, you're going to want to check out. Is it the name of his website? Is it Rob Street? Something?
Duo Street.
Okay.
Or you can get them through Facebook, Rob Street.
And okay. Rob Street and so, Photography.
Photography,
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that.
He's got pictures of mine. I'm going to be out there the 22nd, Rob. Bring me my pictures, man.
Speaking of that, 2020, that we got Open Comp coming up here at LVMS, 21st, 22nd. And, of course, you want to practice. It's $125. I think anybody can practice on Thursday.
Thursday.
Correct. So
that's the 20th. October 21st is the Fall Classic qualifying night.
Wait, how much is it?
I think it's $125 to practice.
Yeah. It came down. It used to be $150.
So it's affordable now.
Yes. Yeah, from $150 to $125.
It's affordable. It depends on what you're racing out there. That is affordable. Depending on the purse that of the division that you're racing in. Okay, go ahead. Sorry about that. What do you say? You're saying 21st, of course, the Fall Classic.
Yeah, it was qualifying night, and then the 22nd is the features with the Open Comp 150.
They have other divisions racing on Thursday, too, don't they? Not just the Open Comp, the late models on that day, I think.
Yeah, they got the Bombers. There's breakout race going on.
Going to be on Thursday. On Friday.
Well, it's going to be on Saturday.
The breakout race is on Saturday. Okay.
Not only did you lose your phone, but you lost all your scheduling.
I did. The stack of magnets don't help me. I mean, these are 2015 anyway. Sorry. These don't help me at all.
I'm disappointed. You left something in Texas, my friend.
There's no. He's starting to feel better. He's giving it back.
The rope. The horns.
Before we get to the questionnaire on that I wanted to get into, what do you guys think about the breakout race rules? Speaking of breakout races and stuff, do you like the breakout race, Justin?
I personally do.
And I'm talking about the Bombers. They have a 22nd. If you get anything faster than 20 seconds, then you get a penalty, a stop-and-go penalty for only the first place car. Correct. Whoever's leading that lap that's being clocked goes faster than 20 seconds gets a penalty.
I think they should go back to the way it was.
Stop-and-go penalty.
Yeah.
Go back to the way it was when they first started the 20-second.
Anybody
breakout.
I mean, do you think this should be, limited to one race? That's one of the questions, obviously, or all races maybe should be breakout races?
I wouldn't say all of them. I'd say about how many there were this year. I mean, I think, again, it should be everybody.
Like, no limits to, you're out there to race, and you should just go be as fast as they can be.
It makes it more fun for the guys, like, JJ, that's not saying anything bad. The one race, everybody's doing the 22nd breakout race. He was right up there battling something he hasn't been able to do.
Well, and it also cuts down on checking and things like that, because it doesn't matter what you have on your car. I mean, you can't go faster than X amount of time. Of course, there's a lot of different ways to do that. Like Gary said, you can put a 350 carburetor on everybody's car. It's almost like restrictor plate racing. It'll slow everybody down. There's a lot of different ways they
can
do that.
You can do whatever you want. You can put slicks on it if you want, or 970s, or whatever. Whatever. You just can't go faster than 20 seconds. I think that should go through the whole field.
Yeah. Because when you got guys like Aaron McMorrin, and that's not something against him, but he's running a faster speed. If everybody else is running 20 and he has a stop and go penalty, he's going to catch up again.
And the difference between the Bomber division and let's say a super stock or something is that Bombers are supposed to be a entry level. You always say that, Jay, an entry level
division. Class, yeah.
But you should be able to take that and learn something from it as a racer, though.
We had several rookies out there this year. So, it's an entry level class. It always has been. That's the way it was started. It started as a rolling demo derby, but
what do you think
it's an entry level class.
Now, Havasu has a rule this year for their factory stocks, which are like their bomber stock division. How good are your eyes? You want to read that? Tell me what your interpretation is. And I'm not bashing Havasu, because they're trying different things. That's their entertainment division, and it's the Sam Nichols factory stock division down there. And if you go to their website, Havasu95Speedway.com.
They will have a two-win rule re-implemented for the 2016-17 race season. If the car wins two races, it will no longer be eligible for first-place points. The car has already won two races and wins a third race, the car will be disqualified, no points, and the win and first place points will go to the second place finisher and on down the finish line. This rule applies to the car and not to the driver.
Now, what's your you interpret rules pretty well. I mean, you go through rules and you kind of look at the fine print. And
okay.
How do you interpret that?
How do I interpret that? You're only allowed to win
more in three races.
Yeah, but let's say, what do you do in the third race?
No, wait, does it say in a row or for the year?
Wins two races.
Oh,
that's it.
Okay.
That's where I was going, Gary.
Right.
Okay.
That's why I want to see what your interpretation is.
So, my interpretation?
And it says something about during the season.
I'm going to show up for two races.
Right.
When I win two races, I'm done. Why am I going to race for second?
Well, exactly. I mean, what good does that a rule like that do? I
that,
mean,
you know,
yeah, they're, what they're going to do.
I'm not going to go race for second and third place. Yeah. Well, one, money. Not that it's a ton of money, but.
And what if you do show up? What are you supposed to do on the third night you're out there? Let's say you won two in a row, and here it is. You're
racing for second.
You're like, what the hell?
You
got to
stop
at the start of the finish line. What do you do?
You're going to get disqualified. That's going to take you out of the points. If they're running for points, car will be disqualified, no points. And you know and I know, if you're running for points, you miss one race, party's over. Mm-hmm. And that's no, and it says, parentheses, no points.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know, that's a new one. I've never seen this before.
Well, me either, and that kind of shocked me
you
to
know,
see a rule like that. Because
Re-implemented.
So they must have, at some point, had it last year.
We had that 3 or 4 years ago. That if you won more than two races, you were...
I've seen cars win 3-4 in a row out there in the past, the recent past.
That was back 3 or 4 years ago he had that.
Okay,
I'm all for doing new things, but, you know, what are the limitations is what I'm getting at before you limit this guy that keeps winning, you know, it's just because he figured it out. You know, what's a fair way?
You're making it unlimited for those guys who don't win races.
Right.
Okay. That's another extension of the rule. Okay, you won two races, Mike. That opens it up for me, Justin, and Gary. All right.
Until you win two races.
And the other 15, 20 cars out there until they win.
Until everybody stops showing up because
exactly.
They won two in a row. You know, again, I'm not bashing Havasu. I mean, they've been one of the best tracks I've ever been to. They welcome you with open arms and all that good stuff, and it's one of the more fun tracks to race at. So, but I've looked at their rules before. This is the first time I've seen it this year.
I got a car can win, but I'm only can race to second.
I think if it comes down to that, if one car is dominating, add weight to that car or something to kind of
right,
slow
so
it down.
You're saying maybe put a weight penalty would be a way to do it.
Yeah, I know down in Willow Springs, that David Brandon, one of the super lights that used to race here, he went down there and he won three races in a row.
Right.
They added weight, and now he's back third, second. It's not as easy for him.
I mean, and that brings up, you know, obviously the other end of that is, does he pass all the, without that extra weight, does he pass the same tech inspections that everybody else passes? Just because he figured it out, he gets penalized? You know, that...
I mean, if you're trying to
you
make
know, I mean,
it...
Let's say Gary's running away with it, and you fall under the same rules as everybody else, you pass like everybody else, but because you keep winning, should you be penalized with weight or some other... You know, a similar situation happened out with the Bombers with Don Sargent, you know, in the past, I think, with adding weight and stuff. I don't want to rehash old wounds and whatever you want to call it, but What are the limits? You know, is a breakout race type thing that
you could turn around and say, hey, we got 10 cars. You know, I built my car to run 19 seconds. Now you're penalizing me by having a 20-second race. Right?
But back to your adding weight rule, 99% of the time, that said driver is warned, hey, look, we're going to add weight to you if you keep doing
if
this.
If you keep winning?
Well, you're
running the same rules as everybody else?
And you're warned before they add weight. It's your stupidity for keeping going out there
winning,
and doing it. Well,
and
hey,
getting the you're talking about first place money versus second place money, and you know,
yeah,
and
well,
on
but
top
that's
of that,
just like the 20-second breakout rule. They're trying to make it fair for everybody,
right?
Okay, just because, in your words, you have it figured out, the track says, okay, well, Mike has it figured out. Let's help Gary along, or Justin along, or Henry along, or whoever it may be.
Well, why don't you make every car a claimer car then, that, hey, every week, if I win more than two races in a row, I have to swap with the last place guy or some crap.
Well,
I mean, where's the limit?
Right, exactly. But when they add weight, they're usually warned before the track adds the weight. The track just don't go to you and say, okay, if you're going to race tonight, you got to add 100 pounds. They're warned.
I think it's perspective. If you're in the back of the pack, you want that first guy to slow down. Or if you're in the front of the pack, you want to keep going faster.
Well, and then adding weight.
And I've been on both sides of the fence.
And
so
adding
I'm,
weight, as a weight rule, we're not talking about just bombers. Then you should be talking about every division out at the
I
track.
I don't care about the other divisions. I care about bombers.
Yeah, but on this show, we care about all the divisions. And that's one of the ones that we should be talking about is that this should be the same in super late models. Let's say Justin Johnson goes out there and wins three races in a row. Do you warn him and say, hey, we need to add weight on your car? You're winning too much.
I think there should be like a domination on and how big the win is. I mean, if it's a bumper to bumper compared to like a half a track lead,
well, look at
Gaffarini
or somebody that you know builds up a reputation out there of over 50 something wins and so on. Where's his limits?
I think this rule is a little harsh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I would fast qualifier. He wins two races in a row. The rest of the season, if he wins two right off any time during the season, the rest of the season, he's got to start in the back no matter what.
Right.
No matter where he qualifies.
Well, that would make more sense
to
me.
Let him qualify.
You have to start
in the
back.
Let him qualify. Let him get his qualifications, qualifying points.
Right.
And I would start him in the back the rest of the season.
Now, depending on the point system, if you go to the old point system, you're actually giving him another advantage to do what you're saying.
And then, you're involving the points.
Yeah, because it comes into play. Because it comes into play.
That's a
whole other situation. But that's what it does. Now, if it's a standard point system, quote unquote, then it wouldn't have you wouldn't be favoring that guy to start in the back. So now we're talking about two different problems.
All right.
We're throwing too many
options.
Okay.
That's for next week.
Yeah, that's next week. We won't bring that
that's
up.
That's a whole show.
When two races, you start in the back. I believe this should be full invert.
And you get
I agree with Jay on that one.
And I agree with the full invert if based
that'll
off
put on
of,
a show.
Based off of season points, or they can even go back if you were like preseason, like some divisions go back to the previous year's points and carry that over to the next year's point system as starting position.
Because if they do the whole points inverted, like guys that only show up to one or two races, they're going to start up front and they're
get pulled.
Especially if it's like Aaron McMoran or one of like Pete Myers, who has a fast car. If Aaron only shows up to one or two races,
he'll start in the front and in the front.
And that's not throwing him under the bus. That's just using him as an example this year. We know he's fast.
Yeah, but what was
but that takes him out of the championship points. If you want to come out, okay.
Well, he's saying if he shows up just for one or two races, he's not in it for championship points.
It used to be three races. You had to have three races.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. Everybody pill drew for the first three races. Once those points are set, come the fourth race, it was completely inverted. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you showed up for one race, if it was your first race, you started in the back. The second race, you started in the back. Third race, you started. Once you had four races in, that's when you worked on a full invert. Mm-hmm. Now, we had a gentleman, Dine Bieber, who ran three separate races. He showed up for the fourth. He had lowest points. He started up front. But guess what? He took himself
out of the points. So, yeah, congratulations. You'll get a check for one night. You'll get a trophy for one night. And then the party's over after that because his points average, he's going to start going backwards in the field. Two, inverting the entire field, I think, is a terrific show for the fans. Yep. Okay, watching the fast guys come from the back, okay, it gives the opportunity for an inexperienced driver to start on the pole, outside and, pole, to start up front.
And I'm, and I don't want to bring up the point system over and over, but I like I agree. I like full inversion. Full inversion off an old point system. Unless they massage the new point system, if they're going to carry it through and do something like a change, like a full inversion. Because you got the fast guys, we've seen it over and over again when the guys get put to the back for spinning or whatever else that are fast. It takes them four or five laps only to get back up to the front. And guess what? You know, depending on their starting position and all that, they get those passing points. So I don't know.
See, I don't, me personally, I don't like the passing points.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it brings up the sandbagging and all that.
Yeah.
You know, and
again,
that's just,
and I guess we're running out of time anyways. Yeah. I don't know what we got, but I probably don't have enough time to go over some of these because I didn't get a chance to. I like what you guys did last week going over these survey questions. But there's a couple. Let's see. Let me see. Should the point systems...
Well, what are you talking about that?
How about double feature nights?
What about it?
So we have double feature nights, more of them.
You know...
Yes or no?
I like maybe two in the season.
That's a yes or no question for you.
Right.
That's why I picked that one.
Well... That's not just a yes and no question.
That's what it says right here.
Well, yeah, that's the answer, yes or no. But, you know, I mean, I like double points, you know, double points nights, but, or what are you talking about, twin nights or double points nights?
Should divisions have double feature nights?
Oh, double feature. I think maybe two in a season is good enough, not every other race or anything like that, obviously.
I love the double features, more racing, but if you have a bad night like Mikey did,
right,
when he bent the fender in the first one, it stresses you out.
And not only that, there's some guys out there, and quite more now than in the past, that run more than one division, so it makes it harder on them guys that have double feature nights. Let's say they're running a modified and a super late or something like that, especially when you're trying to build other divisions like a modified series or something. So that's the reasoning. And I wish there was more areas in that questionnaire for reasoning.
Yes or no?
Because some questions are not yes and no answers and will never be yes and no answers.
How many weekends should you race?
You know, here's what I think. I think we live in Vegas. I think they should carry through into almost like a winter series type season because we have a lot of good racing. So if they stretched it out where you have like maybe one race a month for X amount of months or something like that, and you still take the summer off, then we have a longer race season. Maybe there's not 13, 14 races, but maybe 10 races or something like that stretched out, or 11 races stretched out over
a
longer
many,
season.
Yeah, I think there was too many double nights.
It went by fast, but it was weather that caused
double race nights, and then we had a third one because of rain.
Right.
So, you know, you can't stop Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, and Tim did a great job getting him in, you know, when he had to. Because on some of those nights, it wasn't just the Bombers racing points. Yep. It was the other divisions that he had to squeeze in. But, yeah, if we can, next week we'll go over some more of the questionnaires with what my opinions are. That are not yes and no.
No.
So I can hurry up and get them in to Tim before my vote doesn't count.
I think that the whole show
It's not going to count
anyways. Me and Tim.
You're associated with JC Motorsports.
How can you dissect a yes and no on
because
should we continue to hold autograph sessions?
It's a yes and no.
Well, that was a yes.
I think it's found a question that's a yes and no.
Yeah. I think it should be on certain nights like when the mods are there.
But there is more to that.
How about every night like Irwindale?
I'm okay with that, but like this year, when the Lucavale guys are there, they
should do it all the special nights that Tim has put on. You know how he did like the mobile one, student night, and all that. Like, he makes do it all on those special nights. So that would be a yes with
the
anyway. All right. All right. Well, thanks. Sorry to...
Well, I would have been around you in high school with SAT.
This is better than the presidential. We'll talk more about this next week at dogwoods.com. We'll see you next week, and see you next week, man. Thanks, guys.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.